News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Wrestling. Braves Wrestling on WKOK is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Prudy Insurance, Wise Markets, Sunbury Motor Company, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, W&L Subaru, Pelican Snowballs, Free Fallen Grill, Aubrey Alexander Toyota, Ad One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Penn's Tavern. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to the Lockup Gymnasium for tonight's match between the 6-4 Shikellamy Braves and the 7-0 Lyon Mountain Eagles. Just about ready to get underway. Early start here tonight, so we will take this short timeout. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota, on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, all the way.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org to learn more. Let's make this season legendary.
Welcome back to the Lockoff Gymnasium. Shikellamy Braves and the Lyon Mountain Eagles ready to tangle here on the mats. They are introducing the contestants right now. The Braves pretty much going to go with what they have. Lyon Mountain, we're not sure. They were in a match last night against Mifflinburg. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up. But for now, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to see more choices and save more cash. And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it. SMC. In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikellamy Stadium? It's Free Fallen Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallen Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches, too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallen Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicool, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy. In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
And welcome back. We are already underway. This match starting at 107 Line Mountain with no 107-pounder. So the Braves' Jake Hendricks receiving a forfeit. The Braves lead 6-0. We are at 114 with Max Holman, a sophomore for the Braves. Junior Braden Shadel for the Eagles. He is 16-8. And Shadel with a slick arm drag from a Russian hook gets a two-point takedown on Max. Leads 2-0 as he works from the left side, flattens Holman out. Now grapevines the left leg of Holman. Forearm in the back of the head. Holman trying to free that leg, but a figure four around the hip and going to use it as a Turk as he tries to double Holman in half. Cross-facing, has Holman on his side. Max doing a good job of fighting this off. That leg attack is brutal. He's got the lower body of Max Holman twisted in half. Holman is yet to go over. And that is the end of the first period of wrestling. The score 2-0. Braden Shadel of Line Mountain on top of Shikellamy's Max Holman. Braden, the son of Brett Shadel, state champion for Line Mountain. He's sitting over here at Matt's side along with their head coach, Mike Shingera, three-time state champion, one-time runner-up. So lots of state champions in the gym tonight. You look over on the Shikellamy side, you've got Tim Bosch, multi-time state champion from Maine, sitting on the Braves side of the field house. Probably some more. I just didn't see him. It was kind of dark here, so.
Here,
Second period wrestling on their feet. And right now, Coleman with a nice front head and arm. He's been working this really well. Now comes up with an underhook. Shadle, oh, nice duck under. Oh, can't dump Coleman over. Now he does. Sits Coleman on the mat. And a two-point takedown for Braden Shadle. We've seen Holman in the last week really get that front head and arm fired up. It's worked well for him. Not able to get anything on Braden Shadle. Shadle from the rear, cross-facing. 40 seconds to go in the second period. 4-0 lead for Shadle. As I mentioned, this is Lion Mountain's second consecutive night of wrestling. Last night they defeated the Mifflinburg Wildcats in a wild affair where they had to come from behind to beat Mifflinburg. That was the first round of the District 4 AA team tournament. They will compete on Saturday up at Milton. I believe they wrestle Canton. Braves Saturday night will be down at Sealsgrave to take on the Seals Part 2. That for the team championship on the AAA level. That is the end of the second period. 4-0 lead for Shadle of Lion Mountain over Holman of Shikellamy. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Didn't see whose choice it was. Max Holman down on the mat. I got to believe it was his. He needs a score. I'm told it was his. Knows he needs to score. Trails 4-0. Shadle with a tight waist. Flattens Holman out. He's got Holman flat on his stomach. Crossbody ride with the left leg. Now stepping over, trying to get double grapevine and trying to pull Max backwards into some near fall points. Has not been able to. Oh, gets a 1 second. Now he's got him over. Steps to the side, gets chest to chest, and he's got Holman in some trouble. Max Bridges. Reverse Nelson gathers the arm to Shadle. Up on his toes. Holman able to keep that right shoulder up. Still no near fall points. Shadle has the same hold. Time running out. 30 seconds to go in the bout. Holman fighting. Shadle readjusts. Gets chest to chest. Pressure down. Holman keeps that right shoulder up, fights through his side. Shadle kicks the lower part of the body over, cross faces. Holman fighting. And that's it. Oh, Holman spent half of that period on his back, did not get pinned. A 3-point near fall. And a 7-0 decision win for Shadle. 6-3 Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Haley, why are you trying to scare me?
Sorry, Kyle. I wasn't trying to scare you. I'm just really excited about the new Penn's Tavern Bloody Mary Bar.
Bloody Mary Bar? Well, that sounds incredible. What does it involve?
Well, the first Sunday of every month, we're going to let our Penn's friends choose their choice of liquor. Then they get to add their own toppings of over 12 different ingredients, featuring the Raging Cajun Bloody Mary mix, starting at only $10.
Well, that certainly sounds like a bloody good deal.
Penn's friends, come pay me and Kyle a visit and try out our new Bloody Mary bar. Penn's Tavern, a piece of heaven on Route 147.
And we are back forfeit at 121 to Nathan Lytle. Brock Rothamel unable to go because of illness. So 12-3, Braves lead 127. Alex Reed for the Braves, Waylon Schaefer. And Reed comes out, gets a quick takedown on Schaefer. Reed, a senior, 18-4, ranked 16th in the state for a sophomore at 0-15. Reed with the bar left. Steps out to the left side, runs the bar. Schaefer bellies out. Reed on the right wrist. Gets a double grapevines in. Steps to the side, puts a half Nelson, puts Schaefer over onto his back, tightens it up in the upper body, and he pins him. 104 of the first period. Alex Reed with the fall for the Braves, 18-3. Schickelamy leads, and we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
133 pounds, Evan Kistner for the Braves, junior, 10-8, ranked 6th regionally. 1-7, senior Dane Lakey for the Eagles, and we are underway. Kistner underhooking on the left side, hand fighting, now trying to snap Lakey down. Lakey, a tall, lanky, well-muscled wrestler. Kistner going after him. Kistner up under the arm on the left side again. On their feet, locked up. Kistner looking for a knee pull. Lakey keeps his legs back. Now, up under the arms. Body locked by Kistner. Steps through. Trips Lakey to the mat, to his back. Two-point takedown and more. Lakey trying to roll through. Kistner steps across. Puts in the half. Nelson comes back the opposite way. Gets the arm in, and Lakey going to fight to a stomach. Two-point near fall for Kistner. He leads 2-0. I mentioned Lion Mountain Wrestling last night. They will wrestle at 11 o'clock at Milton. They will take on Canton, who is the 7th seed, AA. Also wrestling at that time, Montoursville, the number 3 seed, and Wyalusing. The winner there will face the winner of Canton and Lion Mountain. The top part of the bracket, Warrior Run, the prohibitive, I shouldn't say a prohibitive favorite. They're going to have a tough time with Montoursville. Warrior Run in Southern Columbia and also Montgomery and Tawanda. Montoursville losing to Warrior Run in the regular season, but I think it was only by 4. So that's my pick for the finals. Both of those teams will advance to the state tournament. So Lakey with the escape. A late first period escape and a 4-1 lead for Kistner after one. Second period wrestling. Referee's down position. Kistner on the bottom. He's set. Lakey on top. We're back underway. Lakey with the tight waist. Kistner turns into him. Inside leg stand up attempt. Now gets up. Lakey from behind. Kistner posts the hands. Turns in a 1-point escape. 5-1 lead. Evan Kistner double underhook. Snaps down on the head of Lakey. Can't drag him down. This Lakey kid, big strong boy. Lakey looks for a leg. Kistner underhooks, steps across on the, and puts Lakey on his back. 2-point takedown and more. Now he's going to pin him. 2:41 of the second period. Chick-fil-A's Evan Kisner puts the Braves up 24-3, and we are back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
And we are back. This should be a good one. 139, Isaac McGregor, senior for the Braves, 17-5, 20-9, senior Nolan Bommert. And McGregor in on the legs of Bommert. Bommert Wizards. McGregor, two-point takedown, loses his mouth guard as he flattens Bommert out. McGregor ranked 15th in the state at 139. And Bommert just off to the side of the center circle. McGregor's mouth guard about 2 feet to their right. McGregor grapevines the left leg. Bommert trying to mule kick the leg free. McGregor has it tight. Cross facing. Got Bommert tight. Bommert, the wrestler last night that kind of got things rolling for Line Mountain. They were trailing when he came to the mat at 139, and they reeled off wins all the way through after that. McGregor, just a week ago, winning number 100 against Selinsgrove. Took a forfeit on Tuesday, so 101, a little easier than the first 100. Looking to start off here with a win over a really tough wrestler, Nolan Bommert. 2-0 lead after a period. McGregor on top. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. McGregor on the bottom. Bommert with a tight waist flattens McGregor out. Gathers in the left arm of Isaac McGregor. McGregor presses back to his base. McGregor trying to clear the left arm. And Bommert with loose hips, and McGregor looked like he's trying a little sneaky hip over move. Now he gets back in better position with a tight waist. Half Nelson left. And an elbow roll through by McGregor. Bommert follows him, stays in control. Bommert with a leg in on the waist of McGregor, who gets back to his knees. Bommert working left side. Grapevines the left leg of McGregor. McGregor up on all fours. Bommert trying to drag him down and does. Bommert with a tight waist and tight hips. Not able to get any kind of arm control on McGregor. And hasn't been able to move him off of his base, but McGregor, other than that wrist roll, has kind of been stuck underneath. Bommert steps to the left side. Referee tonight, Bo Anser Avage out of Bloomsburg, telling the boys, you both got to work. Right now, it's just two Bulldogs. Bommert with that tight waist and tight hips and the upper body strength of Isaac McGregor, and that's how we're going to end the second period. No scoring. The score remains 2-0. A takedown in the first period for McGregor, the difference. Dahmer wants to go on his feet. Neither wrestler wants to go underneath. On their feet. Call at each other, break apart. Dahmer looks for a leg. McGregor gives ground. Dahmer up under the arms. On the mat, on their knees, near stalemate situation. Now they work back to their feet, break apart. Back to the center of the mat. On their feet apart. The pair touch briefly, break apart. Again, touch briefly. Not a whole lot going. McGregor on a reshot, looking for an ankle. Baumert's been the aggressor here late. Near the edge of the mat, and they go off the mat. 47 seconds to go. McGregor 2-0. Back in the center. McGregor circles. Baumer looks for a leg. McGregor peels that off. Baumer in on the leg. McGregor gives ground. Baumer double underhook. Back to their feet. On their feet, Baumert underhooking on the right side. Now headlock. Again, they break apart. Baumert on the attack. McGregor giving ground. Comes up with a front head and arm. Near the edge of the mat. They'll go off the mat with 5.7 seconds to go. Baumert jumps the whistle. He's going to get cautioned. Goes right after McGregor. They go off the edge of the mat with 0.2 seconds. And that is the end of the match. Final score 2-0. 27-3, the Braves lead. We're back with 1:45 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back 1:45. Derek Brubaker, a senior for the Braves, 5-9, 13-9 sophomore Ethan Lanker, and Lanker with the takedown leads 2-0. Lanker from behind trying to get some hand control, gets a right wrist, half Nelson on the left side. Brubaker back to his base. Now get to half Nelson on the right side. Brubaker trying to peel it off. Brubaker wants to press back to his base. Lanker keeping weight forward and keeping him planted on the mat. He's got Derek flat in his stomach. Half Nelson left. Now puts Brubaker over onto his back. So stepped up, picked him up, put him right over. He's got Brubaker in trouble. Is the ref down looking? And Brubaker turns into Lanker. Lanker puts a half Nelson on, but Brubaker able to belly out, and a three-point near fall for Lanker. And that is the end of the first period. A 5-0 Ethan Lanker lead over Shikalimi's Derek Brubaker. Yeah, all the Braves wrestling teams in action here in the next couple of days. Tomorrow night here at the Lockoff Gym, elementary wrestling tournament. We'll be here. The girls will be up at Williamsport in the, I don't know if that was the Big 7 or the District 4, but it's a tournament at Williamsport for the girls. So good luck to the ladies. And then on Saturday night at 7 at Seals Grove, it'll be the Braves and the Seals. We will not be on the air for that. I will be at Matt's side working for other media outlets, trying to keep you up to date as best I can on the Facebook page. Second period wrestling, referee's down position, Lanker on the bottom, he escapes in on the leg of Brubaker. Brubaker tried a standing cradle, and Lanker takes him to the mat, so an 8-0 lead for Ethan Lanker. Lanker off the edge of the mat. Restart. Lanker with the tight waist. Breaks Brubaker to his side. Brubaker fights to his stomach. 1 minute to go in the second period. Lanker 8-0. Now Lanker steps out to the left side, trying to pull the left arm of Brubaker out. Finally pulls it free, posts the arm on the back. Now trying to underhook on the right side. He does. He's over and spikes Brubaker to his back. Brubaker bridging. And he pins him. 4:52 of the second period. Ethan Lanker with the fall. 27-9 Braves lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
It's tough to find a place for lunch or dinner that has something for everybody. Why don't you try something new on Walnut Street in Sunbury, just up the road from Shikalimi Stadium? It's Free Fallin' Grill. There really is something for everybody on their menu that'll make them happy.
Yep, Free Fallin' Grill has burgers, pizzas, hot subs, cold subs, wraps, sandwiches too. And check out their Facebook page for daily specials. Free Fallin' Grill offers local delivery, too. Open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 7. Call 570-917-4588 and make everyone happy.
And we are back, 152. A.J. Benedict, a junior for the Braves, 4-8. And he will wrestle Dalton Shadle, a sophomore, 22-9. Shadle is ranked 22nd in the state at 152. Showing it right now on an AJ is got him tied up in knots, laces a leg in, uses a leg and a cross face, now goes to a half Nelson and gets back. It's chest to chest, step to cross. He's got Benedict on his back. Benedict fights and comes through to his stomach. 2-point near fall for Shadle. 4-0 lead for Dalton Shadle. Benedict back, we're trying to get back to his knees, now does. Shadle with a claw, tight waist. right in the left wrist as he breaks Benedict down, trying to pull him over. Puts Benedict into a high bridge and a quick two-point near fall for Shadel. A vicious crossface as he puts Benedict on his side. 6-0 lead for Dalton Shadel. Oh, now steps inside leg and perks the far leg, puts Benedict over on his back again. And a three-point near fall to end the period 9-0. Dalton Shadel with the lead. Second period wrestling, they will start on their feet. I think that's the choice of A.J. Benedict. He's had enough of being under Dalton Shadel. Shadel, nice head inside single. Looks the left leg of Benedict in the air. Good hips by Benedict, but Shadel uses that against him and just rolls him through. Two-point takedown for Dalton Shadel. He leads 11-0. Roughing up the face of A.J. Benedict. Benedict fighting to his knees. Shadel trying to lock in a far side cradle. Benedict to his base. Shadel want to cut him. 11-1. Oh, nice low single by Dalton Shadel. And a Winn-Dixie. Boy, that's the first high school one I've seen. Not quite finishing it is A.J. Benedict. Had the legs around the upper body and had Shadel momentarily on his back. Fireman's carry by Shadel for two, and he looks for more as he still has a firearm on Benedict. 13-1. Benedict gonna snap roll through. And did he give him two? Yes, he did. 15-1. Ball ride from the left for Shadel. Now goes cross-facing right side. Gathers a far arm on A.J. Benedict. And that is the end of the second period. 15-1 the lead for Dalton Shadel. Third period, referee's down position. Shadel on top, goes to work with a tight waist. Breaks Benedict down, cross face, bundles the arm, looking for the far side cradle. Gets him, gets it locked. Now he needs to rock him, and he's going to roll him through, and he puts Benedict on his back, so if he doesn't pin him, it is going to be a technical fall. And Benedict will roll through. Three-point near fall. And an 18-1 technical fall for Shadel in 4 minutes and 35 seconds. That'll make the score 27-14. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hello, sports fans. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by WNL. WNL Subaru, Route 11 in North Umberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com, the Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
And we are back. 160 pounds. Cole Wetzel for the Braves, a junior, 13 and 8, ranked fifth regionally. Cohen Shingera, a junior, at 15 and 6, ranked 23rd in the state, Double A. These two met last year with Wetzel winning by, I forget the score, but it was like by 2 points, and it was like maybe 4-2. Close. On their feet. Wetzel, double leg shot. Jumps Kingera to the mat with that freight train. Kingera stands, isolates the hands, 2-1 lead for Wetzel. They tie up, break apart. One thing you can say about both the Wetzel boys, they've got great doubles. They probably practice them on each other, but boy, they both have them. Tie up briefly. Wetzel changes his level, gets down. Kingera tries to snap him down, tries to drag him by. Now both wrestlers on the mat on their knees. Wetzel on a double reshot. Kingera with some good hips, gives ground. He's got Wetzel stretched out. And that is the end of the first period. 2-1 the lead for Shikalemi's Cole Wetzel. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Wetzel on the bottom. Up on all fours, he stands. He needs to get some hand control, does. And a one-point escape. That took him 6 seconds. The other thing it's tough to do is to hold these Wetzel boys down. 3-1 lead. Wetzel in on the legs of Shingera. Going straight in on him. Trying to pull it in, Shingera. With some good hip action as he gives ground. And a stalemate stop in the action. Back in the center. You tie up, break apart, tie up again. Again, they tie up. Flash quickly. On their feet apart. Under a minute to go in the second period. 3-1 lead. And Shingera dumps Wetzel down. Wetzel steps across. Shingera whizzers and they go off the edge of the mat. Looked like Shingera was going to catch him, but Wetzel was ready for him. Kept his hips, just about got the take on himself. We're back in the center, neutral. On their feet now, tying up. Duck under attempt by Shingera. Reshot by Wetzel. Head inside single. Shingera again with the hips. Gives ground. And that'll stalemate it again. 19 seconds. On their feet.
Let's go, Wetzel.
Break apart. And they will end the second period with Cole Wetzel leading 3-1. Third period wrestling, referee's down position. Shingera down on the mat. He's set. Wetzel on top, and they're back underway. Shingera fires to his feet. Wetzel drags him back to the mat. Shingera sits. Wetzel, tight waist. 2-on-1 on the right arm. Shingera, back pressure, stands. Clears the hands of Cole Wetzel. 3-2 with the escape. Takedown wins it here. On their feet, Chingara underhooks the right side. They break apart. Now they lock up. Break apart. Wetzel reaches in, ties up on the head of Chingara. Chingara trying to control the left arm of Cole Wetzel. Lots of hand fighting, no scoring. Arm pass attempt by Chingara. It comes back the opposite way. Tuck under to the dump for Chingara. Wetzel finds his base, reshot off the edge of the mat. Chingara trying to work that double underhook or that underhook into some points, but Wetzel's been ready for him. On their feet, Chingara with the Russian, loses it, back to the center. Wetzel going to be one for stalling. Chingara, Russian hooks. He's going to try the dump again. Wetzel ready for him again. Back to their feet. Back to the center. Wetzel shoots in on the legs of Chingara. Chingara gets down. That's the end of the match. Cole Wetzel hangs on to a 3-2 decision win. And the Braves go up 30-14. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Pelican Snowball Sunbury is the Susquehanna Valley's home of the world's best snowball, serving you the softest shaved ice with over 100 flavors to choose from every day. Open daily from April through September along Shikellamy Avenue in Sunbury. We can also serve the world's best snowball at any type of event that you're planning. Contact us to schedule your 2024 event today. For more information, visit us on Facebook at Pelican Sunbury PA. Pelican Snowball Sunbury. Come taste happy.
And we are back, 172. Connor Wetzel Jr., 20-2 for the Braves, 3-4 Jr. Jacob Loudenslager. Wetzel with a takedown, lets him up. And another head outside single takedown. Now leads 4-1 over Loudenslager. Wetzel comes in ranked fifth in the state. He was at fourth, got dropped down. PA Power Wrestling has not been kind to the Braves this season. As far as their rankings, they drop them more than they bring them up. But we'll wait until it really counts. You can do it on paper if you want. Wetzel from behind posts the left arm of Loudenslager on his back. Now bars in the arm. Wetzel gets to the right side. He's got the left arm with a tight bar. Going to try and pull Loudenslager back. Walking the arm around. And tightens up. And Loudenslager tries to roll through. Wetzel with a half Nelson. Puts him on his back. Now goes reverse Nelson. Loudenslager fighting to come off of his back. Wetzel with the reverse Nelson. Loudenslager bridging. Wetzel trying to settle him. Having a tough time as Loudenslager. Very gamey, but he pins him. 145 of the first period. Connor Wetzel with the fall. 36-14, the Braves lead. We are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Hi, it's Mike from Aubrey Alexander Toyota, home of the low price guarantee. If you beat our deal, we'll pay you $1,000. Aubrey Alexander Toyota would like to wish the Shikellamy Braves wrestling team good luck in their upcoming season and a special shout out to my son, Senior Alex Reed. Go get him, kid. Aubrey Alexander Toyota on the strip in Sealands Grove, taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
All righty. Max Johnson. I believe. All right, I think it is. All right, for the Braves, it's Christian Bosch. Yeah, they had Johnson waited, I thought, 215. At any rate, I think it is Johnson in on the legs of Bosch. It is Maxim Johnson. And the Moose swarm up. So Johnson with the takedown. He is a sophomore, 16-10, ranked 8th regionally. That is Northwest for Northeast Double A. Leads Christian Bosch 2-0. Bosch stands. And Johnson will run him off the edge of the mat. Yeah, Johnson weighed in at 178.6. Bosch weighing in at 172. Bumping up to 189. Johnson working left side. Posts the left arm of Christian on his back. Comes up under the arm, back the opposite way. And spikes Bosch over onto his back. Christian bridging. Johnson applies the pressure. Right in the middle of the mat, but he pins him. 1 minute and 52 seconds of the first period. Max Johnson with the fall. 36-20 Braves lead. We're back with it. 215 pounders after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
And we are back. 215, Brody Raybeck, sophomore for the Braves, 19-4, 14-9. Sophomore Jacob Schwalm for the Eagles, and Raybeck with the takedown. Let's Schwalm up. And quickly leads 2-1. Raybeck ranked 16th in the state. Schwalm ranked 8th regionally. Center circle, they lock up. Raybeck down heavy on the head. Oh, I'm going to say, there's a big old ham hock hanging out there, and Raybeck sees it. Ankle pick. Comes out the side, and a two-point takedown for Brody. He had Schwalm doubled in half, and Schwalm had his right leg hanging out there for all the world to see.
Good job, dude.
4-2 lead as Raybeck lets Schwalm up. Oh, blast double by Raybeck and another takedown. 6-2. Bar arm right by Raybeck. Gonna run the bar and puts Schwalm on his side, puts him on his back. Steps over. Applying the pressure to Schwalm and he pins him. 1 minute and 41 seconds of the first period. Raybeck with the fall. 42-20. Braves lead. We're heading to the big guys right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites, like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
And we are back. Preston Sponarelli, a senior for the Braves at 10-3. Sophomore Jason Caldwell, he is 1-7. Sponarelli ranked fifth regionally and is severely undersized compared to Caldwell. Caldwell has 30 pounds on him, and it's the second match in a row where Preston has given up that kind of a weight disadvantage. Didn't seem to bother him on Tuesday too much. Let's see what he can do here tonight. Russian hook by Caldwell. Sponarelli breaks that. A standing front headlock. Tries to trip the big guy down. And does. Two-point takedown for Sponarelli. Looks up to get some direction. Still looking. And picks up Caldwell. Puts him on his back. Applies the pressure. He's got Caldwell on his back. Referee down looking. And he pins him. One minute and 19 seconds of the first period. Preston Sponarelli with the fall. And that'll finish it up. 48-20. Braves beat the Line Mountain Eagles. As both teams prepare for the district team tournaments. Good luck to the Eagles on Saturday. Braves will be at Sealands Grove also on Saturday. And we'll be back with a wrap-up right after this. You're listening to Braves Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Because of the great support from all over the valley, Zimmerman's is well into their second century of serving their customers. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. That pressured, uneasy feeling that you felt while buying your last vehicle doesn't exist at Zimmerman's. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want.
Hey, wrestling fans, get set for an awesome season with Shikellamy High School Wrestling, sponsored in part by Reed Relations Consulting, Sports Marketing. Reed Relations is excited to sponsor Shikellamy High School Wrestling broadcast on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tune in to catch all the action live from takedowns to pins. It's going to be amazing. Reed Relations Sport Marketing supports high school, college, and professional athletes of all sports with expert branding services. Join us in celebrating teamwork and competition as we wish the Braves the best of luck during this season. Reed Relations Sports Marketing. Unleash your personal brand. Visit ReedRelations.org. To learn more, let's make this season legendary.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First's great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com. To see for yourself.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
You can serve. You can protect.
America needs criminal justice professionals now more than ever, and you can become one of them with an associate and or bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Lackawanna College Sunbury campus. Criminal justice is a growing field where you can make a difference as a police or correctional officer, in private security, investigation, or with government agencies. So take the first step. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This is Kyle.
And this is Haley.
Your two favorite bartenders at Penn's Tavern.
With Valentine's Day right around the corner, Penn's Tavern is the perfect place to spend an evening with the person you love.
Haley, are we doing anything special for Valentine's Day?
We sure are. We're going to have a ton of different specials running from Valentine's Day until Saturday, February 17th, including a love martini, fresh mussels, stuffed flounder, and an 8-ounce filet Oscar.
Great drinks, delicious food, and quality time with my significant other? That sounds like a perfect evening. I can't wait.
Come on down to Penn's Tavern. Celebrate Valentine's Day with us. A piece of heaven on Route 147.
Here we go. And we are back. The Shikellamy Braves beating the Line Mountain Eagles 48-20. They sent the A team tonight. This is the about 10 years ago? We had the pepper bacon finale.
Yes, we did.
For the Braves. Coach Dwayne Pepper with me here, and
good evening.
Jeremy Bacon not with you tonight, but those were had a lot of fun with those.
The dynamic duo.
Yeah, well,
you never knew what you were going to get.
Well, I knew Jeremy pretty much, so I knew what I was going to see with him.
But, yeah,
haven't seen him this year. I hope he makes it into a match
well
here.
Yeah,
but going to talk a little bit about tonight's match, getting ready for the big one on Saturday night.
7 p.m. Of course,
this is, you know, for many years, this is a huge duel for the Braves. Talking with Brett Schadel here a little bit, wishing him good luck. He says, yeah, he says, boy, we're really beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, they had some holes to start off with, but just some injuries and some things going on with them.
So I could definitely commend them how aggressive they are.
Yes.
Very aggressive, and they're relentless on the moves. They're very relaxed. There were some situations where we gave up some falls because they just had very good technique and they were consistent. So I commend them on that.
Well, way before your time.
Yeah.
Mike Shingara, who's the head coach, three-time state champ. Brett Schadel, who's an assistant coach, is a state champ. These guys tonight wrestled just like them.
Yeah.
Moving forward, brutal on top. You're going to work for everything you got.
Yes.
That's the way it was tonight. Yep. We started off at 107 pounds. Jake Hendricks, who had a great match the last two nights, going to need another one next on Saturday.
Yeah.
Got the night off, though. That was not an injury or a sickness. That's a hole that Line Mountain has had all season long. So that brings up Max Hallman. At 114 against Braden Schadel. One thing I've noticed with Hallman, he's really picked up his game with that front head and arm.
Yes.
Had it on Schadel a couple times, but Schadel just too much of a horse for him.
Yeah. Right now, Hallman, like you said, he's really getting comfortable with the front head and arm, but he's just now he's continuing to build his confidence. When we're in the room, we're really not stressing, but we're conveying a message. Don't hang out too long there. The moment you get that, let's look for offense. Let's look to move forward. Let's snap and look for 2 points. So he's progressing. And Schlegel, pretty good athlete and a good wrestler for sure.
121, Nathan Lardo takes a forfeit. We were hoping we would get to see Alex Reed and Rothermel,
I believe he's injured.
Yeah, well, he lost last night. They said he was sick last night. I guess he weighed in, but they opted to forfeit. So Nate takes the a forfeit there. He's undefeated. He's 2-0 this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Good work there. 127, Alex Reed against Waylon Schaefer.
Yeah.
You know, the conclusion there was kind of foregone with Reed. Reed has just really been looking nothing but tough here in the last month.
And he was ready to wrestle Rothermel today. He was very locked in. He was pumped. So that showed that how focused he was. In minute four.
Yeah.
Pinned. Yeah, he's looking really good with his falls and stuff. But we want to continue to be strong in our hand fighting once the postseason comes around. You know.
Yeah, I talked to Alex a little bit beforehand, and I said, so are you going to get him? No, I don't think so. I don't think he's going to wrestle me tonight. So, talking with...
we could possibly get him next week at the Line Mountain Duels, I believe.
Yeah, I guess it depends how the matchups go.
Yeah, that
should be interesting. But
certainly.
I hadn't even talked about that, but we can.
Yeah.
At any rate. All right, so where were we? Evan Kisner against Dane Lake is another kid that's looked really good.
Yeah.
He's going to have a big match on Saturday night, too.
Yes.
Have him ready.
Yeah. We're very excited about him, his progress, especially his ability right now to get off the bottom.
Yeah.
And his chain wrestling is looking great. And another guy, front head and arm.
Yeah.
He's very relentless with it. He's heavy hands. He's always looking to score. And he's developing a very good underhooks, and I can't wait to see what's next.
Well, he's my three-quarters of the way through the season most improved wrestler.
Oh, I would agree.
He's really gotten, you can just see he's really fine-tuning everything and has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
139 pounds, Isaac McGregor. This was a good match for him, wrestling Baumert. Baumert, a real quality kid.
Yeah.
And McGregor got that takedown and was able to hang on to beat him by that.
Yeah, McGregor's known for his agility, his ability to continue to move, keep his feet moving. But what I really appreciate about him is he realizes there's that that mental wall, that block of getting off the bottom. We talked about it even moments after the match, and he's realizing it. So that means that's something that's in his head that he knows he needs to work on come postseason. And we're going to continue just to work on getting off bottom.
That's great. You know? Hey, it's great when you can self-evaluate and know your weaknesses and are smart enough to work on them. 145 pounds, Derek Brubaker against Ethan Lanker. Lanker comes out, really takes control of the match early, and then ends up with a second period ball.
Yeah, that could be something that's very being a fighter, he can convey that message. Is sometimes the first moment you put hands on somebody, you can really take the fight out of them. And I believe Lineker did a good job of shocking Derek. And that was the big variable in that part. It was early, and it's kind of hard to bounce back from that, you know. But Derek's he's very positive, and he's a hard worker. So he's going to bounce back from that, certainly.
Great. 152, A.J. Benedict and Dalton Shadle.
Yeah.
These Shadle kids just keep on coming. They had one graduated last year, two this year. But technical fall by Dalton. Technically, he looked very sound, I thought.
Yes, very prepared.
Looked good. Got some tech fall on A.J. And then 160 pounds. A rematch from last year between Cole Wetzel and Cohen Shingera. It was, I think, 4-2 last year, 3-2 this year. Wetzel seemed a little tentative at the end, though.
Yeah, a little flat at the end. And I'm not sure, we're going to continue to stress more and more and more. There's always, we're looking to score points. I think it's just he's looking for his ties. He's looking for his positioning, and he's not getting that. So we have to develop that somehow to create that for ourselves, you know, because obviously the opponent's not going to give it to us.
I did notice the Wetzel blast double. He did get that. Looked
he
really
did,
good
yes.
with that.
He's been working on that.
172 pounds, Connor Wetzel and Jacob Loudenslager. I mean, what can you say about Connor? The only reason he's not my most improved wrestler is because of Evan, and we kind of knew what we were getting with
coming
into the season here. But, boy, he's improved greatly even just in the last month as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah. He's I expect him to be, on the podium at States and top three. And not three or two. Yeah. I expect some big things from him.
Yeah, well, and you know what? They dropped him in the state rankings.
Yeah.
They don't like him. I don't know why. He's beaten a kid that was a two-time runner-up, and they still don't respect him.
Yeah. I don't think we've been given any grace this year in the state rankings anywhere.
Absolutely
As a
not.
Team and individuals.
Absolutely. Every time I look, they've dropped them a place or two.
Yeah.
But you know what? Who cares?
Yeah.
That's interweb stuff. Let's do it on a mat.
And we stress that a lot to the our wrestlers. Don't get caught on those numbers and stuff like that, because once the district's tournament, it's a clean slate. You know, I've seen guys unranked or unseeded win a district title and go on to the state tournament in place or win a state title. So it's definitely possible.
189 pounds, Christian Bush. But I don't know what it is. Tim just feeds his kid to the lions.
Yeah.
He's done it all year long. And Christian has come through it very nice. And he ends up getting pinned here in the first period. But, he's just a gamey kid.
He is. And, Tim does definitely feed him. But the thing about Christian himself, he wants him. He's a game kid. Like
Good.
You said, he wants him. So that's something to look forward to in his development, these next few weeks and next coming years.
Well, the problem with him is that he only weighs 100 pounds.
He's been We've been force-feeding him chocolate milk.
That moves to 215, Brody Raybuck and Jacob Trum. We were talking a little bit about him before we came on.
Yeah.
Brody has looked really strong, but
very good.
Even against Schwalm, who was a 189-pounder tonight, he doesn't look real big, but
yeah.
Boy, what he lacks in size, he more than makes up with the energy that he attacks
yeah.
with.
And then in regards to Raybuck, it's a lot of small positional things, such as he's a strong kid. A very good mathlete, good football player. But we don't want to be shooting our shots from too far out. And we definitely want to be setting our shots up. And that's something that we are working on with Brody. We expect to see him at the state tournament also.
Absolutely. And 285, Preston Sponarelli and Jackson Caldwell, or Presto Magic as we've nicknamed him.
Certainly.
Presto Magic, undersized by a good 30 pounds again tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to bother him.
No,
he gets that first period fall. He really knows how to move those big guys around.
We just we got to get him in a right headspace when he steps on the mat. Once he's in a good headspace, I believe he can, yeah, presto magic. He shocks us because sometimes he'll do moves and then he'll turn around and look at us like, did I really do that?
Yeah.
We're like, you indeed did that, Preston.
Yeah, well, I noticed him. He was almost staring you guys down. I didn't know if he was looking for some direction as to what to do, but he just decided to inside trip and pin him.
Yeah, so myself and Coach Neff. Because I'm looking at Preston, like, look at him as he's still looking at us. And Coach Neff mentioned, yeah, it was a good 5 seconds. He just stared at us.
What's he looking at Coach Neff for? He he hasn't seen that anything like that. He needs to look at you, not him.
Yeah.
Come on. All right, 48-20, the Braves beat the Lion Mountain Eagles. Big match Saturday night, Selins Grove.
I believe 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Are we going to see the exact same thing we saw last Thursday?
Better.
Better. That's what I want to hear.
Much better. More dominant. More dominant.
Wow. And the Braves were dominant in some of those weights and places I never expected. So anxious to see that. I know that you guys have probably been hashing this out for the last week, and I've certainly looked at it, and I have my ideas, but we're not going to talk about that because we don't want you to tip your hat. But
give away too much. Other than the hard wrestling.
Selins Grove is thinking the same stuff. So.
Absolutely.
Should be a great match. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Next time, bring bacon.
I will.
We'll have pepper and bacon again.
Sounds good.
Talk to you later.
Yep. So you're still talking.
Yeah.
It's going a long time, and you're still.
Oh, we got Harold Rager. What cryptid they get you out of? Harold, who's a longtime writer for the Daily Item and retired, 300-400 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
And now he's back. He's back here.
I was surprised. I just got an email asking us we'll cover this.
No good to sit by Harold, and also our friends from SECV8 were here tonight, but you got to hear it all here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So, again, from the Lockup Gymnasium, where the final score is Shikellamy 48, Lion Mountain 20. Join me again on next Tuesday when the Braves host the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes here at the Lockup Gym. For Caleb Long, pushing all the right buttons high atop our Blue Hill studios, this is Steve Williams inviting you back again when the Braves throw down on the Resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
Think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Thanks for listening to Shikellamy Wrestling on WKOK.